adhering to all the rules which they set out. And then my husband became involved with the American girls, drinking, dancing, this and that. So I got fed up and took divorce from him. And now she said, I have married this young boy. He is a Christian. You explain the 6 points to him, get him inside Islam, and you perform our nikah under the Shariat of Islam, so that my nikah will be correct. So, my dear friends and brothers, you see, she knew Islam better than you and I know. Her language is Arabic, you see. Her language is Arabic. She understood the Quran and Hadith. But she did not do tabligh and dawat. In fact, she tried to save herself from tabligh and dawat, with the result that her burqa went and little bikini, little brazier came. Khalas. That girl who is to wear a little bikini and a little brazier with tabligh and dawat removed her bikini and her brazier and came into full burqa. And little bit of wrist exposed, you see, she said that, sir, will this burn in hellfire at 2:30 in the night? That is the difference between tabligh and dawat, doing and not doing. You can choose your way. I cannot advise you very much. I can only, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ, put in front of you the advantages and the disadvantages of tabligh and dawat. May Allah save us and our families, you see, from total ruination in this world and total ruination in the hereafter by not following the principles of tabligh and dawat. These are only two instances, my dear friends and brother. You see, there is a full history behind tabligh and dawat. You see, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, get us into this tabligh and dawat in the real sense before it is too late and before Allah selects to replace us by another nation. My dear friends, let me tell you, Islam has to shine. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. This is the promise of Allah and the Holy Quran, and this promise has to be carried out. It is the promise of Allah, not by President Reagan. This is the promise of Allah, that it is He who has sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with guidance and the Deen-e Haq, the true religion of Islam, and the only true religion. You see, which will overpower all other forms of life. No matter how much the mushrikeen, those who join partners with Allah, may hate it in their minds, it is immaterial. Allah declares that this religion will overpower all other religions. So this religion will shine, brothers. Whether we will be the cause of it or not, that remains to be seen. If we select to remain in Dawat and Tabligh, we will be the cause. If we select to go outside tabligh and dawat, you see, Allah will bring in the kafirs. You see, and in America, daily you are seeing this, the symbols. Daily this is coming in front of you. The old Muslims and the new Muslims. Every day you see this scenery. The children of the new Muslims and the children of the old Muslims. The daughters of the old Muslims and the daughters of the new Muslims. Every day it is coming in front of you. You see, we are seeing. This little Nizamuddin was 9 years old. You see, I went to house of Abdul Raqib Sahab, and Nizamuddin met me at the door. He said, Colonel Sahab, come inside. My father is coming now. You sit down here and talk to me. I said, yes. What's it, Nizamuddin? He said, Colonel Sahab, do you know how to drink water? I said, my dear Nizam, I don't know. I want to learn from you. Because I wanted to see how much this boy knows. He's a small child, 9 years old he was. He said, "All right, Colonel Saab, I will teach you today." MashaAllah, very good. So he brought a glass of water. He told me, "You sit down." I sat down. He said, "Hold this glass with the right hand." Then he put some water into it. And he said, "Look into the glass and see whether there is any dirt in the water." I said, "There is no dirt in the water, Nizam." So then he said, "You say Bismillah." I said, "Bismillah." "Now what should I do?" He said, "You drink the water in 3 gulps. Don't drink it at once. And don't stand up. Sit down and drink in 3 gulps. When you have finished the water, you say Alhamdulillah." So I did all these movements. Then this little boy, he started to smile. He said, "Colonel Saab, what did you get?" I said, "Brother Nizam, you are teaching me. You must show me what I got. I don't know. I am ignorant person." He said, "Colonel Saab, you have got the benefit, the reward of 600 shaheeds of the time of the Sahabas." Hari? You see, then he quoted the hadith also. "Man ahya sunnati inda fasada ummat, falahu ajru miyata shaheed. Falahu bihi ajru miyata shaheed." 100 shaheeds for every sunnat. He said, "This is sunnat. Sit down, hold the glass with the right hand, look, Bismillah, 3 gulps, Alhamdulillah. This is 6 sunnats, Colonel Saab. So 6 times 100 is 600 shaheed, just by drinking water." Then he started to laugh. And he said, "Do you know what I got?" I don't know, my darling Nizam, I don't know. You show me." He said, "I got 1200. Are, I said, "Brother, I got 600 and you got 1200. Both of them have done the same thing. This is very unfair." So he said, "Colonel Saab, you have not heard the hadith. Your beard is going grey and you still don't know. Addalu al khairi kafailihi." So I wanted to learn everything from him, you see, to encourage him. I said, "What is the meaning of this?" He said, "You see, one who shows somebody is just as good as doing. So your doing, my doing, make 600 and 600, 1200. You have got 600, I got 1200. You see. He showed the benefit of the inviter. You see. Of the invitation. Then he wanted to show me what, that I should also become an inviter. So he said, "Colonel Saab, if you want 1200, you do the same thing to somebody else. And then you will get 1200. But I will get 1800, is it? I will be 600 always ahead of you." You see, that little boy, in one little instance, you see, he demonstrated sunnat, he made me an inviter, and then he showed me the benefit of creating inviters. That every inviter that you will create, you see, you will get the ajar of his invitation also in your amal nama. 3 things he showed in one simple sitting before his father came down. So the symbol and the signs are apparent that if the Muslims do not stick to this invitation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon, very soon bring in another nation. It's in Quran. Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu, Surah Maida says, Surah Muhammad says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ خَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you don't turn about, I will change you by another nation, they will not be like you. So what, how will they be? The Quran says, Surah Maida, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. Allah says that, "O the believers, if you turn back in your ways of religion, you see, then what will happen? Allah will slowly bring in, very shortly bring in another nation whom Allah likes and they like Allah. Their qualities will be yujahiduna fi sabilillah. Now first he said they will be very soft in front of the Muslims and very hard in front of the infidels. They will be striving in the path of Allah. The siga muzara in the Arabic languages, present and future. Now and in future they will be striving in the path of Allah. They will not be afraid of the criticism of the criticizer. This is the blessing of Allah. He can give it to whomsoever He is wasi'un alim. So my dear friends and brothers, and especially the old workers, you see, we must try and maintain a standard, you see, which Rasulullah ﷺ showed to the Sahabas. Because every day you go in the Western countries, you see these things coming up in front of you, you see, and we have to wake up. We have to wake up. That's why Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi is to say, there are four stages of Hidayat. The first stage is when you will see some people coming into the mosque and saying the prayers where there were no prayers. This is the first stage of Hidayat. Then, second stage of Hidayat is that Zakat, Saum and Hajj will be established amongst the Muslims. And the third stage of Hidayat will be when the life of the Muslims, 24 hours life of the Muslims, will become in accordance with the Sunnah life of Rasulullah. Their houses, their eating, their dressing, their faces, everything will resemble Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not resemble the animal kingdom of the West. And the fourth stage of life will be, of Hidayat will be, that seeing this change, the whole world will embrace Islam. Seeing this change, the whole world will embrace Islam. So if you want the whole world to embrace Islam, we have to change ourselves first. Allah will not take this work from those people whose lifestyle does not change in accordance with the Dawat. So therefore, we have to be very, very, very careful. Yes. We should not live in a fool's paradise anymore. Time is over. So, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi is to say that to get this into existence, you have to do two mehnats, two efforts. One, to increase the number of workers. Because even if you want to cover the Muslims, the strength of the Muslims stands at 950 million. So, if one person has to cover three, you see, 950 million divided by 3 is 315 million people have to be in Tabligh and Dawat. Today there are in 10,001, and that too minimum sacrifice. If my job permits, if my conditions allow, if the Mashwara decides, then I will go. Sahabas or not. 10 years of life, they went out 150 times. 150 times. Then they got Iman unparalleled in the history of mankind. With Amal, with Iman came Amal unparalleled in the history of mankind. With that Amal, you see, came Nusrat of Allah unparalleled in the history of mankind till doomsday.